Hello, I'm Ian Wright, librarian with the Muskegon Area District Library, and you are listening to Humans of Muskegon Musician Edition. This program aims to highlight and support musicians in Muskegon County and give them an opportunity to share their story and music as well as their connection to West Michigan. On this episode, we will be speaking with Jeff Grossenbacher of the band Two Dudes with Flip Flops. Jeff, thanks so much for being here today. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your group?
Yeah, glad to be here. So Two Dudes in Flip Flops.
Two Dudes in Flip Flops,
you know,
thank
so
you.
Just so we know, you know, because it's actually pretty casual. So it's actually my older brother and I. We've been performing together for probably 28 years or so. We did a little bluegrass music before that, but Two Dudes in Flip Flops is basically Jimmy Buffett style summer fun music. So we'll do a lot of covers of Jimmy, Kenny Chesney, Zac Brown, that kind of stuff is kind of our normal playlist. Summer fun stuff, that's what we like to do.
Very cool. And are you guys originally from West Michigan?
Yes. So we both grew up in Coopersville. Greg's still there. I had to get a little bit closer to the lake. I love beaches. I mean, obviously, because kind of music we play. I love the beaches. I love being close. So Coopersville was, you know, a 20-minute ride from the beach, but I live in Roosevelt Park now because I can ride my bike down to Pierre Marquette, and there's not much better things to do in the summer than that.
Sure. Awesome. How would you say that Muskegon has shaped your sound and songwriting abilities?
So we love, I love this. It's still kind of small town yet, although it's getting to be a little bit bigger. I love the way that they're doing things downtown and just the way things are waking up and vibrant. It's a beach town, right? And so we do have a few originals. It's mostly covers that we do. But, you know, it's just about that small town beach atmosphere that we love so much. As a matter of fact, my brother's in Key West right now because he does that in the wintertime. So we both kind of love that whole vibe. And I think Muskegon really did it. Now, it's funny, growing up in Coopersville, we used to always go to Grand Haven because that was the cool thing. And Muskegon was a bad word. And then when I got married to my wife, or right before I got married, she brought me out to Pierre Marquette. And I was just absolutely amazed at the beautiful beaches we had here. I'm like, how did I miss this? So that's kind of the whole main thing. We love the whole beach town atmosphere.
Absolutely. Are there any specific places in Muskegon that you say are particularly inspirational or influential?
I mean, I love it. I love Pierre Marquette Beach. I love where the deck is now. There's a nice little grassy knoll up on the top, and that kind of overlooks the arms. And I love just sitting there, listening to some music, watching the sun go down over the big lake. It's pretty inspiring, actually.
Awesome. So you guys have been doing this for quite some time now. How have you guys seen the music scene in Muskegon change over the years?
It's getting more and more vibrant, you know. It's and it's kind of getting a lot more variety than there was too, I think. You know, you have everything you want out here now. And we've been playing a lot of local places, and the lineups that they have is just, there's a little bit of something for everybody, which I love.
Awesome. Awesome. Do you guys feel supported by the community?
Oh, yes, for sure. So I don't know if we're going to get to this or not, but one of the big things my brother and I do is we take all the tips that we gather from our shows. We don't like to put out tip jars. It was always kind of weird because we love to play music just for playing it. But our father passed away from Alzheimer's back in 2017. So that summer, we put out a tip jar, and anything we gather from any show gets donated directly to the Walk to End Alzheimer's team, and we do the one here in Muskegon. So awesome. The community has been super supportive of us in that aspect.
That is fantastic. Do you guys feel a responsibility to represent your hometown through your music?
I mean, you know, it's a fun hometown beach atmosphere. So we just, our big thing is to support the hometown by letting people have a great time when they come out to a show. That's really what it's all about for us, just entertainment and just having a good time.
Fantastic. Do you guys have any particular places you really enjoy playing at here in Muskegon?
Oh, yes, there's all sorts of places. Sundays at the Tap Room is super fun. We used to play Dockers quite a bit. That whole atmosphere, that back deck was amazing for our kind of music. It's Bodecks now. Or Bodocks now, I guess is what it's called. And so I'm not sure what we're going to do there yet, but we loved playing at the top of No Name Saloon when that was up there. Or something about playing music outside on a roof that was very much of a Key West vibe, we felt.
Cool. What would you say is the most memorable performance you've had here in West Michigan?
In West Michigan, memorable. Oh gosh, we've had so many fun ones. I got to think about that. Most memorable. So in Grand Haven, we played the Waterfront Stadium a few times. That's pretty cool. That brings in quite a large crowd. And another really fun show that we love, it's a little bit smaller than that, but we play quite a few shows on the Aquastar.
Oh,
so
cool.
Playing music on the boat, going out to the big lake, watching the sun go down is a pretty good time.
That is very cool. Very cool. Do you have any plugs, any shout outs for our social media you'd like to plug?
Yeah. So if people want to know where we're at, we're pretty booked this summer. We're basically we're kind of a summertime show, right? So every Wednesday through Sunday, somewhere in West Michigan, we'll be playing music. You can find out more information by going to our website, which is twodudesandflipflops.info, not .com. We did .info. And then, of course, we have a Facebook page and we have an Instagram feed and all that sort of stuff.
Awesome. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for coming out and chatting with us today. You guys have a song you have recorded for us today,
yes,
correct?
Yes. Yeah, we're going to do a song for you. This is one of our new kind of favorite songs, and it was actually done by a guy named Howard Livingston in the Mile Marker 24 band. He lives down in the Florida Keys, and Mile Marker 24 is actually Summerland Key, where his house is, which happens to be about 20 miles from Key West. So we've been covering Howard's song, Living on Key West Time, and that's what we're going to play for you.
Awesome. Thanks again so much, Jeff. Here is Living on Key West Time.